Baba Basir Daf Nuntesom at base, page 59, side B. The Yochel and the owner of the yard, Limchais, can protest if he wants to remove disease or to take out disease from his chotzer. In other words, if the person is trying to create a ziz on the yard of his friend, so he doesn't want that his ear of his yard should be filled with a ziz. That's not considered to be zanen of zayin nechosa, like midas doim, that he's benefiting and the guy's not losing, because he does lose because he is hurting him by seeing, as explained in the Gemara. But if the ziz protrudes to the friend yard, pachos mitefach, less than a tefach, ain lechazoka, then he doesn't have chazoka, because the owner of the yard can build a structure and to remove his ziz. Because since less than a tefach is not an important piece, the owner does not care about it, and that's why he didn't protest. The ein yochel limchas, and likewise he cannot protest, and they want to explain who cannot protest in this case. So we learned in our Mishnah that a ziz in the amount of a tefach has a chazoka. The Gemara brings halacha with regards to this. Amar Abasi says Rabasi. Amar Rabmani, Rabmani said. Amar Rilei, another says Amar Rabyakov. Rabyakov says Amar Rabmani, name Rabman. Hechzik betefach, hechzik barbo. If he makes a chazok and a tefach, he made a chazok in four tefachim. So what it simply means, what the Gemara thinks it means, that in a way that he made a chazok in a tefach that protrudes into the yard of his friend, he can allow, he's allowed to take out disease up to four tefachim. The Gemara asks, Michael Amar. So what is he saying? For sure, it's impossible to say that if he agreed for him to allow him to protrude one tefach, he did not agree for more than that. So why is he allowed to take out up to four tefachim, more than he had a chazoka? The more answers of Rabbi is hachkamar. This is what Rabbani was saying. Hechzik, if he made a chazoka in aziz, which is wide rechav tefach, and it's wide a tefach, and it protrudes into the yard of his friend. B'meshach, Arbo, at the length of four tefachim hechzik, then he has a chazoka even bereichav arbo, in the width of four tefachim. In other words, he's permitted to widen the ziz up to four. Up to four by four tefachim. What is the reason for this halacha? Because since he allowed him the length of a important place, he also allowed him the width, because a important place is 4x4. So basically, he can square it out. He had it lechatchila. He had it in one way going down, and now he's doing it. He's making it a square 4x4. Learned in the Mishnah that a ziz which is pachus mitefach ein lechazoka v'ein yochel limchus. If it's less than a tefach, he doesn't have a chazoka and he cannot protest. The Gemara explained. But whom is the Mishnah saying he can't protest? Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Lo Yishanu, we did not learn that he can't protest, Ela Balagag. Only the owner of the roof, he's the one that owns the ziz, the protrudes, who wants to protest with Balachotzer, in the owner of the yard, from using this protrusion. He can't protest because the yard is lower than the ziz, lower than the ziz, and he won't hurt him by seeing. Avol bal hachotzer, mebal hagag, but the owner of the chotzer, on the bal hagag, to the, on the roof, yochel limchais, he can protest that he shouldn't take out the ziz, even if it's less than a tefach, and also that he shouldn't use the ziz that he already took out, because the owner of the gag, of the roof, he's on top. And when he's going to come to use the ziz, he's going to look into the chotzer. And there is a hezekriya, he's going to damage him by seeing. But Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda says, afilu bal chotzer bebal hagag, that even the owner of the chotzer, on the owner of the roof, any yachlim cannot protest. So the Gemara tries to hang their disagreement in the halacha of hezekriya. The Gemara says, Lema, shall we say that Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Behezek, Yekom, Yifligay, that they're arguing about whether there is damage of seeing? The Mar Sova, Rav Huna holds that Shmezik, that the damage of Ria is Hezek, and therefore the Baal HaChotzer can protest in the owner of the roof that he shouldn't take out this ziz into his yard and also not to use it, what is already in existence. Umar and Rabbi Yehuda hold some of Lavshmi Hezek, that it's not considered damage, and therefore the Balachotze cannot protest. So the Gemara says, no, this is not the Machlokes. The Kula Alma, everybody holds that Shmezek, that damage of seeing is Hezek. Shani Hocho, but here it's different, that according to the words of Rabbi Yehuda, the Balachotze, the owner of the yard, cannot protest on the owner of the roof from taking out the ziz to his yard, because the Omarlei, because the owner of the roof will tell to the owner of the yard, I'm not doing you damage, because the ziz that protrudes from my roof into your to your yard, litashmish to lechazi, for my use, like to put on it vessel, kalim, and similar, it's not fit. So you don't have to worry about that in the time that I'm going to use in the ziz, I'm going to look to your yard. Lamai chazi. What is in fit? Lebisla bemide, to hang up some object. From such a kind of a use, you're not going to get any loss of seeing, because madarna private linabe, because I'm going to turn my head around, so I shouldn't look into your yard, and I'm going to hang it. So you don't have to worry that at the time that I hang it, I'm not going to look around, and I'm going to look in the chotzer, because since I have the possibility to hang it without looking, so if I will be looking in your yard, everybody will see that I did improperly, and I'm going to be embarrassed before you. So the Gemara explains what's the reason of Huna v'idoch, and of Huna that says that it's prohibited, because Amarle, because the owner of the yard will tell to the owner of the roof, Zimna de Beisis, Pam, you know, sometimes you're going to be afraid that maybe you're going to fall off the roof when you're going to bend down for the ziz, for the protrusion, and because of this, you're going to look into my yard, and therefore I'm worried, even when you're not going to be really afraid, you're still not going to stop from looking into my yard, because when you're going to come hang up things, and you're not going to be embarrassed if they're going to see you look, because they'll tell you, they'll say, well, you were scared to fall down. The next Mishnah. This Mishnah explains the halachas of opening up a window or a door to a yard that he is a partner with others. Leiftach adam chalenesov lechatzar hashutfim. A person should not open his windows to a yard of partners that he's a partner to it, because he is damaging his partners with his looking, with hezekriya. Certainly, he cannot open up a window to a yard which he's not a partner in. And the Mishnah explains another halacha. Lokach, it tells another halacha. Lokach buys bechatzar acheres. If he buys a house in another yard which is close to the yard that he's a partner in, he shouldn't open up to make a doorway to his house so that they should be able to go through it. Bachatzara shutfim, in the yard of the partners, even though he has a part in it, because he increases on the people of the yard the troubled guests that are going to go through their yard. Mishnah further tells you another chiddush. Bono aliyah al gabei beisoy lo yiftechenu. If you build an attic or a second story on top of his house, you shouldn't open up a door from the attic lachatzar shutfim to the yard of the partners, because this way he's going to increase those who are going through the yard. The Mishnah explains now a way that you could build in the house that is in the a yard with partners, alim rotzo. But if you want to add a room or an attic to your house, bonus achid lefnimi beisa, you build it within your house. In other words, you split your house to two rooms, ubayna aliyosa ali agabe beisa, and you build a roof in your house. So he makes like a porch within his house, like a second story inside the house. So he basically is splitting up his house in the height of it, the already existing house, but there's going to be two stories within the house, the bottom place and then the top place, without adding to his house. And the opening to the top or upper floor, which is in his house, is within his house. So since he didn't add anything on his house, he just divided it with walls in the inside, and within his house he can bring in as many people as he wants. Gemara asks, why is there prohibited to open windows only in the yard of partners. The Gemara asks, "My idea, why did the Tana say that you can't open up a window? Lachatzara shutfim, that the yard of the partners in which he is hurting the public, even to his friend's yard, which he's only hurting an individual, namilo, also you can't open up a window." The Gemara says that our Mishnah is saying, "Let me buy you, Kamar." He's saying that then, in a way, "Let me buy," when it goes without saying. Goes loy mibay, goes without saying, lechatzar chaveda de loy, to his friend yard that you can't open up windows in there, aval lechatzar ashutfim, but to a yard of partners, I would think maybe the Omar lay, the opener, will say to his partner, soif soif hakabois itzanui minay bechotzer. Either way, you still cannot use the chotzer only in hiding, because I have an opening to the chatzar anyways. So the windows aren't really adding any damage. Kamash Man Law, and the Mishnah comes to teach us that it's prohibited to open up a window in the partners, in the yard apartment, because the Omar lay, because the partner was the Ada Idna, up till now, the chatzar abin it's the Nuimnach. I had to hide myself from you in the yard, but when I was in the house, then I didn't have to conduct myself in hiding, because our openings are not facing each other. But Hashto, now that you opens up your windows opposite my door, I feel by is not, now I have to guard myself even in the house from you, because your windows are high and you can look through them into my house. The Gemara brings a braise with regards to the halacha, one of the people of the yard that opened up a window to the yard, and the other people of the yard did not protest. There was a story where a person, he opened up his door, his windows to the yard of the partners, and after a while the partners protested. And the opener came with Rabbi Yosef, and he argued that his opening was with the permission of the people of the yard, and the fact that they did not protest as soon as he opened it up. Amalei. So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef said to him, "Echzakto b'ni, echzakto, that my son, you have had a chazoka, since the people of the chotzer did not protest in the beginning, and immediately you have a chazoka." So the same person came with Rabbi Chiya in front of Rabbi Chiya. Amar. So Rabbi Chiya said, "Yogato pesachto, you put an effort and you open up the window. Now you go and stay, put an effort and close, because although they did not protest for you, you still don't have a chazoka of 3 years." So the Gemara explains that there is a way that even Rabbi Chiya would agree that a person has a chazok immediately. Omer Rab Nachman says, Rab Nachman,